this evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I would like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Guys, we've got a phenomenal recap for you guys lined up tonight. I tell you what, I'm flat out excited about where Prepaid Legal is going, and I'm excited about where your Moore Success Team is going. I believe in my 11 years in Prepaid Legal, it was the most exciting event that I've ever been to. I have not even been able to sleep since the convention. It's an exciting time in Prepaid Legal. But to kind of help recap the event and try to recapture some of that excitement and enthusiasm, I'm going to turn the call over tonight to Millionaire Club member, Platinum 2 Executive Director, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that is Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. What a great convention, like you said, that we just came back from in Oklahoma City. By the way, I want to congratulate you and Stephanie for receiving your 8,000 Golden App Award. That is just a great milestone, and I want to thank you for representing the team and your family so well. But tonight, we're going to be recapping the International Convention. What an exciting, phenomenal event. We had some great training, new announcements, new online tools, new growth bonuses, amazing speakers, and actually just tons and tons of excitement, ending, of course, with a fantastic Moore Success Team breakout event on Sunday. And we're going to be covering all those different things in just a little bit. But to kick off tonight's call and to introduce one of our Moore Success Team associates that actually won one of the brand-new black Mustang cars at the convention, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid, an original Millionaire Club member and the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. Boy, you guys had an exciting time, didn't you? And of course, I got filled in. Everybody from Peter Gruenbaum, the longest member on the board of directors, called me a couple of times, filling in, and just numerous people on our team and off our team, and I appreciate that. I've already registered for Dallas, Texas. I think this was a great convention to us, but it's over with. Let's get ready for Dallas and go. You know, tonight, Randy, I'm really, really proud of this lady. She's had some things happened in her life the last year, and this, I think, is such a wonderful, wonderful thing. If finally someone on our team won a brand-new car, and that's none other than our executive director from Texas, Ms. Carol Scott. Carol, congratulations. Is she not on, Randy?
Ms. Carol Scott, are you on the call?
Well, I swear.
I know she said she was going to be on, and Pokey actually confirmed her. I don't know if she's got the wrong speaker code.
She probably has the wrong speaker code. You might have Pokey give her a call and give her that.
Okay, are you on the call?
We will.
I don't have her number, Randy.
All right. We'll try to get the code to her. Hopefully she'll be able to be on because I know she was so excited, and tears were in her eyes, and like you said, she's overcome some tremendous hardships. She'd lost her husband recently, and I just thought it was great timing on her, for her. And it was just great to see somebody on our team win one of the new cars. It was really great.
Randy, I'll hop off and get back on. I'll try to do something to try to reach her, okay?
Okay, maybe we can get her on in just a minute because I know everyone wants to hear her excitement.
Okay,
So what I'm going to do now is just go ahead and go out to Atlanta, Georgia, and to Silver Executive Director, Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. She is actually the winner of this year's prestigious Moore Success Team Award. We give that out to one or two people each year at our international convention, and she was actually the recipient this year and very, very deserving. So, Ms. DeGatta, are you on the call?
I'm here, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I'm excited
Great.
To have you on.
Well, I am so excited. I've just been so blessed. You know, I've been in the business, guys, for about 4 years, and I have never missed a conference. Unfortunately, I missed the one in September due to the death of my dad, but besides that, I've never missed a conference. And I want to tell you something. In the 4 years that I've been to this convention, I have never, ever, ever been more excited. And for those of you who know me, I just got excitement in my blood. But I want to tell you something. I think what was really exciting this year was the believability factor. You know, when I first went to my first convention, it was just my husband and I, and then it went to a couple more people, and we thought last year when we ended up having 5 people come, it was going to be phenomenal. And this year we brought in 32 people, and I know that's not a lot for a lot of you, but to bring in 32 people who, you know, just believed in what we were telling them. And you can't explain the excitement of what happens when you bring your team to the convention. You know, they listen to you over and over and over again as being leaders and being able to get to from point A to point B. But when you get there, it just, you know, it gets into your blood. It gets into your body. It gets into your heart. It gets into your soul. And I've got associates all over the country right now that I can't shut them up. I mean, they're talking about getting to Dallas, and they're already making their hotel reservations today, and they're bringing on new people. You know, I can see how 32 people is going to lead to 64 people. And, you know, you just have to understand one thing. You can talk about convention. You can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, Mr. Moore. But until you actually go there and feel it, how do you tell somebody how to be an executive director? How do you tell somebody to get from manager to director, to get from director to executive director, to get to executive director and higher? Unless you all experience hearing from the best of the best, and they're not paid actors. They're people from every segment of the world. They're people who are carpenters and people who've lost everything and people who've picked up the pieces and started again. You know, so many of us get down on certain days, and, you know, knowing my personality, I get excited about everything. But there's days people say no to me. And I want to tell you one thing. I get to the point now where I'm sitting there, and with the days I don't want to get up or the days that I don't want to move forward, and we all have days like that, you get bruised around and you get black and blue. But by the time I left this conference, I not only have left the black and blue out of my body, I've got the black and gold in my bones, in my heart, in my veins. And it's from the passion that is in the surrounding. It's a contagious, contagious thing. But, you know, it's so important to stay connected. So many of us really, really just take for granted the little steps we have. And it's every day having the activity and having the activity. And I think Harlan Stonecipher set it up right at the very end. And it's like, if we could all just go on a mission, guys, and just go out there and take our sales hat off, and put our helping hat on and go out there and serve individuals, serve people, serve people. Don't forget to talk to people about a business opportunity that right now might have lost their job, or talking to somebody whose house is in foreclosure. I think our mission for the Moore Team of 2010 is to take the memberships that we have on the books, to take the people that we've touched and go back and revisit these people and go out there and serve and be the messenger of a phenomenal company that, from the bottom of my heart, every limb of my body, I'm more passionate about what we do by going out there this morning. We've been in the car for 13 and a half hours, and it's way past my bedtime, guys. I'm on Eastern Standard Time, and I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, because the first thing I'm going to do when I get up in the morning, I'm going to roll over out of this bed, and I'm going to go out there. I'm going to get my six-figure ring in the next month or two, and I'm going to go out there on a mission to start serving every single one of us. Every single one of my associates are on the same key. And we've got to touch a lot of people's lives out there, and truly, truly, truly blessed, not just from what happened at the convention, but a phenomenal breakout. And Randy and Jeremy and Kenneth, I cannot, from the bottom of my heart, thank you enough, because no matter how fantastic that convention was, I sat with that plaque on my lap for 13 hours and looked at it, and my husband looked at me and said, okay, Cheryl Ann, you can put it down now. But winning this prestigious recognition has touched my life for a lifetime, and I can't thank you enough what it means to me and my family. For that, I'm ever grateful. If you know how much I love you, it's yes or yes.
Well, Mr. Gott, I appreciate you and your husband, John, and all that you bring to the team, and I have no doubt that in Dallas you'll be walking across the stage getting your $100,000 ring. So congratulations on a great weekend, and we appreciate you persisting on tonight's call.
God bless you, Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Appreciate you all.
All right, now we're going to go ahead and begin the recap, and we're going to have a couple of Millionaire Club members actually help us out tonight. We're going to go to actually Fort Worth, Texas. Platinum Executive Directors, $200,000 income earners, Mr. Jeff and Cindy Hughes, and then Mr. Kyle Cambrell from Albuquerque, New Mexico, $250,000 ring earner. Millionaire Club member is also going to be assisting. So I'm going to throw it over to you, Mr. Hughes, if you're on the call.
We are. It's Jeff and Cindy. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, Cindy, you're on too. Well, great to have you both on. I know you guys were excited. We got to spend a little time together. You guys have moved to Virginia, but you're back in Fort Worth, so we're just actually neighbors right around the corner from Oklahoma now, but we enjoyed being with you guys. That's just part of the relationships that we build in Prepaid Legal, and we got to sit together a little bit at the convention, and what a great time it was.
It was, Randy. It was a fabulous time, and we enjoyed so much seeing you and the rest of the team, and we just had a blast. I have to tell you, I agree, this, out of all the conventions I've been to, 11 years is our anniversary date in August. I think this is one of my top three. I am so excited about Prepaid Legal. I can't tell you. I came away, I thought just fabulous. I love the way that everything was unified. Everybody was together. I absolutely love the $1 billion, you know, the walk to $1 billion, because it just, to not only be going for your own personal goals and bonuses, but to be involved in the company trying to get it up 20%, so that we can double those bonuses. I just thought everybody in the push. We want Prepaid Legal to do better. We want to have that increase. And I just came away just so excited. I cannot. We're here at our house for sale here in Fort Worth, packing up a few of our summer things to take back to Virginia. And we're just like we're packing like crazy because we've got to get back home and we got to get back to work. We're just dying that we're here and not there. So. I'll turn it over to Jeff and let him talk a little bit about some of the promotions and so forth. We love you and Pat. We thank you so much. We love the More Success team. We're so grateful for all that you do for us, and we're so grateful to be part of this family. And I love convention. I can't wait for Dallas. I can't wait to see everybody again and see where everybody, you know, what they achieve and what they do. So I'll turn it back over to Jeff here.
Thank you very much. And the only thing that was bad about this convention is Ken and Charlene Moore weren't there, and I know they were there in spirit, were keeping tabs on everything going on, but I kept telling Randy, it doesn't seem right, you know, because I know he takes so much pride in his associate's success, and nobody cheers louder for him than Ken Moore does. So we're glad to know that he's doing better, doing better than he has been, but we want him to be healed, and we pray that prayer every day and lift him up for our Father in heaven that he will be healed. And so I'll just tell you, if you guys want to take notes, I'm going to let Mr. Kimbrell go through, you know, some of the series of announcements. But I want to tell you what I took away from convention. There's always a nugget, you know, that, I don't know, it just resonates with you. It changes you. It opens it and enlightens you. It allows you to see further down the road than you've ever seen before. It gives you correction for things that you've been doing wrong, or clarity when you're confused on which path you should take. And that training for me was really Miss Tiffany Beverly Malott. I just thought that she did such a great training. I got a chance to spend time with her backstage while we were waiting to walk for recognition. And I told her, I said, I just love your training because I thought it was so simple and so easy to understand, so easy to teach. And if everybody would do it, the company would, we'd blow past $1 billion like it was not even a stretch goal. So first thing I want you guys to write down is, when you say that you sponsored me in the business, I'm your new recruit sitting down and we're talking about the business. You know, we call that the game plan interview or getting started right or whatever. And I don't know if you guys have recruited anybody, you new people that are on the call, you old dogs, but, you know, at one time we used to spend like 3 or 4 hours in a game plan interview. Not at one time, but you would spend 3 or 4 hours, you know, helping a new person get started right. You give them all this training, then we put them into a fast start class where they get 4 hours of more training, and then we put them in a Super Saturday in a group school and send them a small business class, and then we would train the snot out of these people. And I think all we confused the heck out of them. They were so confused about what they should do next or first, they didn't do anything. And so Ms. Blatt just said, look, it's just easy. When you get somebody new, the most important thing that you can do, the thing that you need to spend the most time with, is making a list. She said, just sit down with them with a piece of paper and start popping them for names. She goes, use the memory jogger that's in the Getting Started Right workbook, get their cell phone out. And she said, now if you let them go home and make a list, come back with 6 or 12 people on the list. And those are the ones that they can think of that they think will sign up for Prepaid Legal or sign up as an associate. They're prejudging you know, all their context about off the top of their head. And she said, that's not enough people, because we need to inspire confidence in our new associates. And the only way to do that is to give them, you know, lots of opportunities to fail. And basically, that's what we want. You know, if you have six names and three of them or four of them or five of them say no, they're done. They're like, everybody I talked to said no, and you're going to lose them as an associate. So, you know, our goal is to help them to create a name of a list of 100 names. And she said, you can sit there and literally less than 15 minutes and come up with a list of, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 names just by pumping them with her information. You know, cell phone's a great place to start. Say, look, we're not going to even worry about phone numbers right now. Let's just start doing names. And so ask, you know, who's your aunt? Who's your uncle? You know, who lives in Oklahoma? Where do you get your dry cleaning done? Who repairs your cars? And just bam, 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 bam. And asking them questions and writing the names down, and up the sheet of paper as quick as you can. Now, don't talk about all the other things that are legal and states at a glance. And they'll learn all that stuff down the road. It's important to know, but it's not important to know the very first day that they start their business. So you get a big list of names, and then you sit down with them and you say, look, it's very easy to make money in Prepaid Legal. Looking at this list of 85 people that we just built the last 25 minutes, do you think that one person on this list would be interested in becoming an associate with Prepaid Legal and would probably buy a membership? And they're looking at that 85 names and they say, yeah, I think that somebody would probably do that. And I think several of these people would do that. You say, well, great. Step one in Prepaid Legal is go get one. Step one, go get one. So write that down. Make a list is first, big list. Step two, step one is go get one. Now, you know that for a new associate to advance to senior associate level, they've received four times as much commission. To be in an override position, to be called a senior associate, to get their money back on their $72 investment, all they need to do is to recruit a person to sell them a membership. And if they're in a licensed state, they can just sell them identity theft shield. They don't have to sell them a legal plan. But that's step one. Step one is to get one. So you think we can get one out of about 85 people? And they're like, yeah. I say, well, good. So that's going to promote you. That's what we need to do. Step two, go get two more. Now you've got three people in your organization. You have actually three teams with one person on each team. So step two, go get two more. Step three, help one of those people, go get one. Okay? Step one, get one. Step two, get two more. Step three, help one of those people, get one. Now, if you've got three people on your front line, okay, three organizations with one person in each organization, and one of those people has one in their downline, that makes them a senior. You have one senior in your downline and three prime. That makes you a manager. Now, the bonuses that Prepaid Legal announced a few months ago are still in place. So if you advance to manager in your first 15 days, which is you make a list of 85 names, and they know that step one, step two, step three, you're going to get them qualified as a manager in their first week probably, but definitely in their first 15 days. That's going to make them a manager. That's going to get them a $100 bonus. Okay? They get the director, which is a total of 11 people on their team right now. It's the month of May. We've got relaxed requirements for director. It's a total of two manager legs. Organizations, two of them have to have a manager in it. That would create a director leg, which gives them a $1,000 bonus. If you think about everyone that you recruit, or let's say you just recruit one or two people this month, but both of them qualify as director, my gosh, you're going to make a lot of money, and your people are going to make a lot of money. And the company had so many great training, but to me, that I just thought that was so great. Because I don't know about you guys, but I can train people to death. I know so much about Prepaid Legal. I mean, I can tell you how the membership works. I can tell you how to provide a law framework, how the, you know, the capitated system. I can tell you about the details of Harlan's rec. I mean, I could talk about Prepaid Legal for 3 weeks and never run out of, you know, a unique thing to say. But a new associate doesn't need to hear all that crap. They need to know, what do I need to do right now to get paid and promoted? And so let's as we more success team, guys, as we bring these new associates on, let's narrow down and simplify the message for those new associates so that we don't confuse them. We don't get them to where they're so freaked out because they have so many things that they could be doing that they don't do anything. Let's make a big list because a big list inspires big confidence. and then let's go to work getting them paid and promoted by step one. Go get one. Step two, two more. Step three, help one of those people get one. So I thought that was the best announcement or the best training that came out of convention. And I apologize, guys. I know that I can't in any way instill in you the excitement, you know, the change of it that's happened to Cindy and I and to so many of our associates. You just can't do it on these conference calls. And if I could give you anything that you, you know, what you need to be doing right now to be successful through the rest of this year is get registered for the Dallas Leadership Summit. You know, if you couldn't go because, you know, situations in your life, now is the time to get yourself registered for the Dallas Convention. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to learn so much. We're going to be able to cheer each other's success because so many people are going to get promoted. But go ahead, call Ada Travel and get your arrangements made so that you can be there in Oklahoma. Those of you that have been to a convention, you don't know what you've missed. It's impossible for us to instill in you what an incredible weekend it was. You just have to trust us that you've got to be here in Dallas. Now, I love the new marketing tools that Prepaid came out with. We've got a new DVD that is just specifically for recruiting. It's 17 minutes long, so you can use the Dave Spola, hey, I've got something I want to show you. It only takes about 15 minutes, and hey, you may or may not be interested. Can I come over tonight? You can run over, film that 15-minute video. Awesome job. I love it because my wife's in it. You'll see me there looking stupid because they never let me talk in those videos. They always interview both of us, but never use my clip because I think I say stupid stuff. Cindy, I always put her on the video. So you can say, hey, that's my friend Hughes. Excellent video. Excellent for first exposure. It's exactly like what I showed my brothers before I invited them to come out to the briefing. I was able to recruit them at the briefing. So it's great first exposure. And then we've got some really cool stuff. We've got a new membership video, CD, that's an audio track that people can listen to on their way to work, and it can sell them on the IKEA, the concept, the teacher concept. We got an echo. And then we have a new DVD with Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue, is that his name? Yeah, Tom Donahue, who is the CEO of the United States Chamber of Commerce. Really talking well about your company. It's great for HR directors and small business sales. So those handouts and physical tools that we've got. And then, you talk about Prepaid Legal as coming to its own in technology. We are as cutting edge as any company, and you couldn't say that a few years ago, even a few weeks ago. Prepaid Legal, I always felt like was on the dull edge of technology. It's always saying, why aren't they doing some of this stuff? Now, why are we flashing videos on our website when everything has gone to streaming? And Prepaid Legal fixed that problem this weekend. We now have online, I hope you guys have been to your website to see this, but free, if you have the enhanced e-service, you already have it, it's already up on your website, you have the ability now to send out DVDs, full length, secrets out, but the private business reception, that new Tom Donahue video is on there. I mean, tons of, for all the DVDs that we've been able to mail across the country, now in the blink of an eye, you can go into your website, type in their name, your name, and send it off to them embedded in an email. When they click on it, the movie starts to play, and right from the comfort of their home at their desktop, they can watch Private Business Reception all the way through and get a great overview about what it is that we do and how we do it and what they would be doing if they work with us. Even how the compensation plan works is on that video. So think about that. Somebody says they're interested, send me more information. You don't have to put, I'm sorry I'm sitting outside, you hear cars. It's such a nice evening here in Texas. But you don't have to, you know, put a packet together, drive to the post office, you know, pay for express mail to get it to them in a hurry. Literally, put your name, press send, and off it goes. What's so cool is let's say you sent this reception video. They get the email, they click on it, and they watch it. They don't watch all of it. You get an email. You can actually go into your site and look and see how long they watch it. You say, they only watched 8 minutes. Well, you know that thing is 35 minutes long. So when you call them back, you say, hey, did that thing not work? What happened? They say, my kid started crying and I had to turn it off. You can say, go back and finish it. I really want you to see how that works. Now, these videos are great follow-up videos. I don't know necessarily if you can just sit at your desk and send out emails all day long. Put these emails embedded in and recruit anybody. Maybe it could, but probably not. I don't think it replaces in any way the importance of warm market and sitting down and meeting with the people. I mean, you know, Ken Moore built his entire organization and sold every membership that he's ever sold. I bet he hadn't sold one on the internet. I bet he's never recruited anybody on the internet. Mr. Moore recruited his people at the kitchen table in the coffee shop. And that is never going to be replaced. And if you think that technology does away with the need to be a friend, you're wrong. Now, this is a relationship business, but please don't think this is a substitute for going to your business briefing, sitting beside your associates, you know, promoting for a training and getting your team to go and then circling up with them afterwards at a restaurant, you know, dreaming and scheming. You know, we have to stay involved with our people on a personal basis. This is not a technology company. It's a technology product. We can leverage technology to speed things up. If somebody's really interested, it's nice to get it to them while they're still interested. But just know that this is not a, it's not changing our method of operation. It's just allowing us to operate a little faster in some other areas, which I think is great. And Randy, I'm going to just say that, you know, of all the things that we did that weekend, I think the most exciting time was sitting on the front row during that car giveaway. You know, we got to walk the stage and get recognized for millionaire clubs and members and things like that, which is always fun, and it's, I guess, exciting. But when they gave those cars, I thought I was going to wet my pants. I was convinced I was going to win it. You know, I had my little, I had eight tickets. I don't know what I thought I was going to win it. I thought, well, it only takes one, but I think probably not very good odds when you got eight, you know, a huge, you know, millions of tickets. But one of my friends from Weatherford, Pam Canatero, who is one of my regional or my area coordinators and ran the briefing in Weatherford, and I've known her for years, won the first car. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was screaming and yelling. I shot a video right in her face. And then I think the cameraman was mad at me because I kept getting all the sweet shots. But I got this great video of Pam winning that car. And then they drew the next one, and I thought I was going to win that one, and it didn't. And somebody screamed up in the stands, and here she comes down. And so I've got a video I'm shooting it, and Cindy goes, is that Carol Scott? And she goes, oh, my gosh, it's Carol Scott. So Carol comes down, and we're just hooting and hollering, screaming and yelling. So fun. I mean, Prevail League is such a generous company. They don't have to give us cars. They don't have to give us bonuses. There's so much money in the company, and you become a millionaire without any of that stuff. But, man, isn't it nice? And isn't it a wonderful thing for Carol, who's had a really tough She's had a tough 2 years, and I really am glad that God blessed her with that new car. They announced that the new trip is coming, so we're going back to the Moon Palace in Cancun. I encourage everybody in this pool to get yourself into Players Club, or if you're the executive director, to get there and stay in Players Club. But the details for the Players Club trip are online, and you need to be in Players Club. You need to get in it, and you need to stay in it, because we're taking over the Beach Palace Resort in Cancun. And I don't know if you've ever been to Cancun, but the most beautiful part of the beach is in the hotel zone. And where we stayed before, which was called the Moon Palace, it was out in kind of in the wilderness part of Cancun, and the beach was kind of nasty. It had a lot of seaweed on it. Beach Palace was built there because the beach is incredible. The water is turquoise blue. The sand is pure white. There's no seaweed, no coral. It is the most beautiful beach in the world, and that Prepaid Legal is taking over the whole resort. So we want everybody, all the More Success Team people that won this last trip are all going on the first week, which is great. But we all want to go together next year. I would love it if everybody in the More team that really wanted to go to Cancun was able to go. And just for you new people, you know, it's, when they say all expenses paid, it is all expenses paid. They will pay your airfare from wherever you live, States or Canada, to Cancun, Mexico. They'll pay for a shuttle bus to pick you up. They'll have bottled water, cold water on the bus. They'll treat you like a king. They'll take you right to the doorstep of the resort. All the baggage handling is taken care of for you. Everything you do at the resort is free. So all your food is free. All your drinks are free. The thing that I learned in my last trip is that room service is free. So we'd go to dinner, have steak and lobster and dessert. And then we'd go back to our, we'd walk around and see friends or whatever, then we'd go back to the room, and then we'd order second dinner. We'd have second dinner delivered. We'd have shrimp cocktails and all kinds of hors d'oeuvres, and then about, you know, midnight or 1 o'clock, we'd order again, and we'd have desserts delivered to the room. It's free. I love it. So it doesn't cost anything. And then we get ready to go home. Transfers are all taken care of for you, excise taxes, put you back on a plane and send you home. So, guys, your job where you work now is not going to give you a trip next year. Prepaid Legal is ready and able to give the trip You just have to do your part, and it's really not that hard to qualify because they take thousands and thousands of associates. So, Mr. Moore, that's what I'm prepared to talk about tonight. And I know there's a million things that Mr. Carell can share with us. But, guys, no exaggeration. I've been to probably 30 conventions since I've been in prepaid legal. I like this the best. I've been to some where I was more excited because they jacked me out of my mind. But then I got home, I was confused and didn't know what I should do. So then I faded away pretty quickly, and I was back to my old self. This one, because of the simplicity of the training, the unification of the message, you know, we all set goals together. We know what we need to do. We just need to go back, get back into our home marketplaces, and go to work. And, guys, nothing has changed about prepaid legal other than now we are all on the same page. We're all marching to the same tune. We're, you know, marching to the beat of the same drummer. And I would really encourage you guys to get in step, to get into mainstream prepaid legal, move forward, get those bonuses, move up level after level, and, you know, get all the bonuses that you can between now and the Dallas convention. And help us, help Mr. Stonecipher reach $1 billion. Help the company to get that 20% increase. Whatever bonuses you earn, if we can get 20% increase, it's double. If you get a $10,000 bonus for hitting platinum, you're going to get a $20,000 bonus. You know, if you get $1,000 for hitting executive director, you're going to get a $2,000 bonus. We just have to get everybody march. They call it, I think, mean, a walk to $1 billion. We're not saying a sprint. Let's walk. Let's all join arms together. Let's get back to work, and let's bless some other people. Let's bless people with a membership and bless people out there that are hurting with the opportunity. So back to you, Mr. Moore, and I can't wait to hear from Mr. Kimbrell.
All right, Jeff. Thank you and Cindy very much for being on the call. Do we have Mr. Kimbrell on?
I am here, Randy. Can you hear me?
I am, Kyle. It was great to see you and Lisa. I was afraid you guys might not make it since Lisa is fixing to have your child any day now, I guess. But it was awesome seeing you guys there, and I know you were as excited as we were about the convention.
Yes, I'm so glad we made it. We almost didn't, but we got approval from the doctor and got on a plane, and we got there a little late on Friday, but it was so great to be there and the more breakout, make new friends, see old friends from the years. And I thought we were going to have a baby on the way back. She was on having contractions all the way from Dallas to Albuquerque, and so I got a little bit concerned, and then I had the bump. I fly a lot of the bumpiest landing ever coming into Albuquerque today, so that even surprised me. But we are so thankful that we made it, and here's the bottom line. Events are about people. I mean, prepaid legal is about, it's an events-based business, but the event, what makes the events is the people. You know, we were fortunate to fly in, but, I know that there are people on this call that weren't at the event, but I also know that there are people that made some trips. I mean, I know there's a half a dozen people from my Albuquerque, a couple different teams that the adversity that they went through, you almost did a whole conference call on the way out there, and then on the way back is just amazing. So the sacrifices that people make to get these events are just amazing. And now here's the thing. I hear the negative people say, well, I don't like the rah-rah, the events, or it's expensive or whatever. But the intangibles, I mean, there's always, to me, there's always one or two, three key seeds. You cannot articulate it on a conference call. You can't articulate it on a recap. You can't convey it in any type of training. You just have to be there. But all I know is that when I was talking to one of my leaders today, Mr. Baldonado, who's a Rising Star Award winner, he was saying, you know, he said, these people that I went through with this adversity, you know, is, he said, they are going to be my friends for life. They are core people. Not everyone was on his team. And that's, and I said, you know, we were talking about how what they went through just getting the convention and coming back, that going together for 52 briefings straight that most people don't ever do, even if you did that together, nothing would have replaced what they went through in the last 4 days. And that's the power of the convention. It's the intangible that surrounds it. And you can't put a price on it. And what's so great about coming into Dallas is the fact that that is a place that a lot of people could travel, and they could travel there a lot less expensive than even going into Oklahoma City. So now is the time to get the tickets. You know, we heard the example right there. Mr. Moore started off this call saying, I am already registered for Dallas. All of us should say that. So let me just kind of go through some just real quick things. I mean, I had some new people, new executives, and they were just so excited to hear from Randy Harp. I think he's a wonderful co-CEO. To be our president, our former COO, CFO, now co-CEO, and just the numbers that he went through, that was amazing. To hear from Tom Donahue, the president of the United States Chamber of Commerce, at a business meeting, as much time as he spoke, that was just an incredible highlight. And let me just tell, I'm just looking at some notes right now from because I just got in off the plane from PPL Media. So you can go to PPL Media. I think the company even sent out an email today. Just go there. And just if you weren't there, even if you were there, I mean, because I was like, there's some things that I missed. We got in there a little late. You need to go to the bathroom. You missed something. You grab a water. You missed something. And I would go to PPL Media and just look at all the pictures and everything the corporate employees and the staff writers wrote, and they're all there. But, something that just jogged my memory, Leslie Fisher. I know I was there for the Saturday session 3 days, in the morning, 10 to 4. And I just, when you see all these attorneys coming out, and just you got a stage full of attorneys, 10,000 plus and people applauding, and they're going through all the awards, and then these lawyers, experienced lawyers come and get testimonies. Talk about credibility of a company. I mean, it's just nothing like that happens, and we live in the greatest country as far as the justice system, with the most cumbersome, complicated, expensive legal system in the world, and we have these attorneys at this convention, really a sales and marketing convention. It is absolutely a unique thing that doesn't happen anywhere else on this planet. And then, the highlight is always for the Legends panel. I know that if Mr. Moore was healthy enough to be there, and we miss him so much, especially at the breakout when it's kind of like the family gathering on Sunday. But, just that Legends panel, to hear funny testimonies of people that have been around for 25, 30-plus years talking about how prepaid legal service has been a blessing for all those decades, and the price that they paid for us on this call, it is just amazing. That is always a highlight at the international convention. They were giving out money on, Thursday evening, and Jeff Olson had to – they had a kind of a backup. They had so many executive directors line up getting like $250 cash on stage because they qualified by the 20th, and Jeff Olson did a kind of impromptu training. I had one of my people – I mean, that just shows you the master of Jeff Olson and the slide edge and the power training, how why you want everyone in your organization to have those two tools. He goes up there and does a 10-minute training. I had one of my director 50s come up to me and say, that was my favorite part of the convention, but Jeff Olson was called impromptu to do a training. So, those are the things you talk – you just never know what's going to touch you. But, again, that just shows you the brilliance of Mr. Olson. Brian Carruthers, gentleman making $100,000 a year. And I was we were still in Oklahoma City last night. We were with Jeff's brother, Mr. Tony Hughes, and we were visiting with him. And I was thinking, I go, man, Tony, I remember 3 years ago I was sitting in a platinum meeting with Brian Carruthers, and he was running for the $100,000 a month. And his goal was $100,000, and he had hit it. He ended up hitting it that night, and he wanted it so bad to be able to hit it by that convention. And I was thinking that was in 2007, and now here's this young man who's about my age. He's at about $130,000, $140,000, increased his income by $40,000 already per month. It's just what an amazing example of someone who runs all the time and never stops being in phase one. Just love him because he's a master tactician. And then, something I've never heard from stage, but he says, right now, he's asked everyone, right now, how what's the biggest check that you could write right now and not cash? Write a check in your personal account and not bounce. So if you had $1,000 in there, you could write a check for $999. And he gave his testament because he worked so hard. I mean, just out of his personal account, not his business or corporate accounts or wherever he has, he said, he could write a check for $70,000. You know, and everyone would like to have that type of cash in the bank, but the point was, is, you know, here's part of the dream. Why we press in and we go through the adversity is, like, we want to be able to have that type of freedom where we could write a check and not think about it. And that's the point he was getting across. Here's a person who worked so hard for 10 years, and he has an amazing, you know, financial freedom. You don't need $700,000. A lot of people in this call don't need that type of money to become financial freedom, but it is available for everyone. And I thought that was just a very interesting highlight for me personally. And, you know, here's a big announcement. I was not there during the session one. Lisa and I were on the plane. We wanted to go a little shorter just because of she can't sit that long. But, you know, the new online is one of the biggest things is e-service. And I'm not sure that Mr. Hughes covered this because I was switching phones and I had a battery die. But I just want to reiterate on the e-service is that it is so important right now. I mean, everyone loves the Video Plus tools. I mean, we want the DVDs. They have the new video out. But now, because we live in the speed and information, really, generation or society or culture, whatever you want to call it, it is now, talk about speed recruiting and increasing the high-tech opportunity. You have the opportunity to go into your back office right now, and you, for your e-service, everyone will be on e-service from now on, because all the videos that were on that PBR DVD are available online. So you could, like, text someone, say, hey, listen to this, and say, and in a 4-minute call, and then 5 minutes later, say, I'm going to send you an email, and you're going to watch that video. You can go step one, step two, as far as you're playing, like, the PP baseball system or the 3 to 5 exposures that we teach people they need before they recruit someone, and you don't have to go and buy a DVD, have it shipped to you, then turn around and ship it long distance. It is instantly available for you, the videos that corporate have put together. We've been asking for this for years. They've done it. If you want to remain on credit card, it's going to go up $1, $20.95. Switch to Bankdraft. It's $19.95. And so that is just huge. Everyone on this call, you need to make sure everyone on your team accesses, test that tools. What you want to do is send all those videos to yourself so you see them yourself, see how it works, because when you understand it, you're going to do it and replicate it. If you don't watch it yourself, you're not going to do it. I just talked to an associate 6 months. They haven't really listened to the sizzle call in 6 months. And I three-way them in. And this is why I'm so big on tools, because, you know, we teach tools, events, tools, events, tools, events. That's really how you build this business as far as from the network marketing perspective. But this friend, you know, and this person I recruited a long time ago, I said, you're going to listen to that sizzle call. I'm going to make sure you listen to it, because it's just, I get fired up watching the tools myself, you know, and I'm working on my $3 million in prepaid legal services. So you have to do that because the tools are effective. Again, tools, events, tools, events, tools, events. And we just came back from one of the biggest events. And, of course, one of the highlights is the 2010 Profiles of Success. If you went to the convention, you don't have that, you need to call Marketing Services tomorrow. Order that. Have them at you. For those of you who are leaders, you have them for your briefings. Have them for your core training. Everyone needs to have those. They need to read the story. Mr. Self, Darnell Self, $900,000 income worth, he is absolutely adamant. It's about the story. It's about the story. It's about the story. It's about the story. And you've got pages and pages and pages of stories. And use those stories in that book until you have your own. That's what I did. And then I come up with I have a pizza JCPenney story. I start telling mine. And now people tell other people tell mine. But you have to tell other people's story until you get your own. And let me just, a side note on that. That's why your first 90 days are so critical, because it's the story in your first 90 days that a lot of times makes the impact for decades and years to come, is very significant. And then, you know, when they announced, talk about Players Club, again, we're going to go back to Cancun in 2011. I believe, 2010 is coming up, and I know they're just going to make that announcement, I think, this week. And then 2011, the Players Club is going to go back there. I love it, because I actually have all these pictures of my daughters in Cancun, just different, you know, stages, elementary and junior high, and now my oldest is graduating, and it's just amazing going back some of those pictures. And I just tell you, one of my favorite parts was when Jeff Hughes and Tony Hughes did a recap at the Moore Success Breakout. You know, and the Moores do a fantastic, give some of the best awards, quality awards in all of prepaid legal as far as the breakout organizations that happen. But when Tony and Jeff came up and they were talking about Players Club, you know, and I was telling my team that was there, I said, you know, it was so nice. You take all the information from the convention. It's almost data overload sometimes because you're trying to process it all, and it is so good and so impactful. But then I just sum it up and just talk about the basics of belly-to-belly and tools and events. And then, to me, the most brilliant thing the Prepaid Legal ever did in August 2001, start Players Club. And I forget which, whether it was Tony or Jeff said, but they said, if you're not in Players Club, you're not in Prepaid Legal. You're just in a club. And I loved it because that's really the truth. And everyone needs to be in Players Club 5. I mean, you need to make your $200, $300, $400, $500 and then work on you getting that bonus check and be an example for your team. And you only need about 4 to 5 people on 3 different lines to be in Players Club, and you're an executive director. You know, and so that is they took the whole conference and cut it down and just like, yeah, this is what you do. And just go back in the market, be in Players Club, teach others to be an example. And that really is so true. And as Jeff said, the march to a billion, they put some bonus money on the table. What you want to do is go to the back office, just click on right at the home page in the upright, just click on march to a billion. Every person on this call can earn the $1,000, and then executive directors and above have a lot more money on the table. I like this contest because it's not just about, hey, it's about my team, my organization. We have a whole goal to work together as a company. Let's take this to the next level and earn, you know, and the company will double the bonuses. And so there's so much that happened at the convention. And to be honest, I missed 4 or 5 hours of it, but it's the pick. I just enjoyed going to my Facebook page and putting some pictures of some friends and it'll never happen again for us because we're going to have a son born here in the next few days, probably or less. And to see Lisa on stage and, you know, we were calling our baby kind of, we were telling her, had a little, his first convention. She had the little Loved Lady Justice pinned on her belly button. I know Ringer, Pasta Bob, just made a comment on Facebook on that and just saying how fabulous. And, you know, just those little fun things, the little conversations. The hallway conversations, the breakfast with team or coffee, the late nights masterminding, those sometimes are even more important than the convention itself. But you'll never, ever experience them if you're not there. And I call them the priceless moments. And so that's why we want to see everyone on the Moore Success team in Dallas. Get registered. What a great city to be able to have a convention. We haven't had the convention since 1998 in Dallas, and that's the year, that's the first year they gave out the prepaid legal ring. That's the year I got my ring, and so I look forward to going back there 12 years later. Very exciting. So, Mr. Moore, back to you.
All right, Mr. Kimbrell, fantastic job. I just want to let everybody know that our goal for Dallas is 3,000 more Success Team associates, no less than that, to be registered for Dallas, and we're looking forward to a huge event there. Anybody that missed any of the recap, you can simply go online, go to pplmediaroom.com, click on Event OKC 2010, and they really do a fantastic job with every speaker, every training. It's all right there, pictures. It is an excellent way to be as close as you could be without actually being at the event. Of course, the only way is to feel it, to see it, to touch it, is to be there, and we encourage everyone to do that. And, of course, this week they're going to be announcing the winners for the 2009 Cancun trip, and we've decided as a team to go on the very first trip, June the 12th through the 16th. So when that comes out, make sure if you'd like to go with the Moores, please, and we'd love for you to, please try to get on the first trip. If not, the second trip will be the 16th through the 20th. Either way, we're very, very proud to have you guys on the team, and we're excited about that trip. So did we ever get Miss Carol Scott on before I go back to Mr. Moore?
Yes, you did, Randy.
Hey, Carol, I am so excited. I know you texted me. You couldn't seem to get on. But I know you are so excited. I guess you're still excited. I mean, I saw you at the breakout. You were still about 5 foot off the ground.
Absolutely. It's just phenomenal to be working with a company and with this kind of excitement going on and being willing to share the generosity with us and encourage us to do more in so many different ways with so many different incentives. But and I'll be very brief. It was just such a shock, you know. It's such a surprise to be the one that was selected when there were so many deserving people that had worked so hard to get their coupons in that hopper. That I'm just been so fortunate to be the lucky one, and it's great to know what it feels like now to be a celebrity. Everyone is just so I've just been having so much fun with it, with you know taking pictures and. And you want to come touch the car. It's just been great. And it drives like a dream all the way home.
Well, what was it like where they were reading those numbers off and you got down to that final number and then they called it? What was it like to you?
Well, right before the number was even read, after Pam had won the first one, I just got this physical feeling in my body. It wasn't, I hope I win. It wasn't, I want to win. It was just a physical feeling, and I turned to my neighbor and said, I feel it. I feel it.
Wow.
And sure enough, when each number was read, it was like, oh, my gosh, here it is. It was just an unexplainable kind of phenomenon of how it had happened.
Well, I know when you came around that corner and Jeff Hughes was sitting right beside me, we were right there on the very front row. Man, you had the biggest smile I've ever seen on your face. You were so excited. And, of course, we were very excited right there with you. Of course, Jeff Hughes had his little camera right there doing everything to capture that moment. So what a great event.
Oh, I'm just so grateful. And thank you all for participating and being a part of it and cheering us on.
Well, we appreciate you being on the team. And, again, congratulations. And when are you going to let us drive that thing?
Hey, come on down.
Hey, Mr. Randy Moore, this is Kyle again. I just got a text from Mr. Tony Hughes, and I forgot to mention it, but I think they announced on day one. I wasn't there, but it's very important to let everyone know that the associate agreements, you can recruit people now via check, since they came out with e-service, basically in 2000, we've only been able to do that via credit or debit card. So you have that check option. If you could draft, pay the $72 fee. So that's just another thing. Make it easier for us to recruit. And on that note, I had a ton of people that were Mr. Hughes' recruiting boot camp, and they loved it. And it is amazing. If you get a chance to ever attend one of his, I'll encourage everyone on the team, because you got a master recruiter and business builder who fired up a lot of my people drove hours just to be there for that. So back to you, Randy.
All right. And I know Mr. Tony Hughes is on a plane, but he actually will be doing another, and I believe he's going to call it the Platinum Training. He can tell us for sure later.
Platinum Academy, yes.
Platinum Academy. I think he's going to be doing that in Dallas. Of course, we'll be promoting heavily for that. We want all the people on our team to get as much training as possible, and nobody better, in my opinion, than Mr. Tony Hughes to help us with that. So we'll fill you in on that later. So I think we've covered about all we're going to be able to cover in this short of period, even though it's been about an hour. And I want to go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Kyle Cambrell, Jeff and Cindy Hughes. Thank you guys very much for helping us on the call. Carol, again, congratulations. And I appreciate Jeremy helping out at the beginning. Mr. Ken Moore, are you still there?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Sir, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Hey, I tell you what a great call tonight. It got me excited all over again, and everybody did a tremendously good job. And one more time, Carol, it was just great for you to be the winner of that car. I was so excited. My wife was so excited. And ladies and gentlemen, next Monday night, Mr. Mark Brown, our co-CEO, he will be our guest speaker next Monday night. So let's be sure and get on here and let him know we're proud to have him on our call and everything. And folks, just keep putting God first and your family second and putting prepaid third, and this is going to come out real fine. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.